Radio Chaser is brought to you by Sinkholes. Nature's way of reminding you you're a pointless speck of shit and you have no control over anything. Sinkholes.
2019. You really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Yeah, welcome to Radio Chaser and get ready to get the socks blown off your ears. Radio Chaser, Charles, Andrew and Zoe Norton Lodge today. How you going, guys?
Look, it's a terrible day. Terrible news. They have just banned plastic glasses at the SCG.
What? What do you mean that's terrible news?
How's that terrible?
It's terrible news. Look, guys, you have not thought this through.
The bee snake. To some, you're just a stack of cups. But to us, you were a call. You'll always be remembered as not quite long enough. Even that time you reached from the Daily Messenger all the way to the Brewongle in one uninterrupted stack of pure alcohol-fueled spit-mingled joy. The dregs of drunk punter backwash dripping from you as you slid over our heads to the disapproval of uptight tosspots who don't understand what being shit-faced even means.
This is highly irregular.
You came to life on Yabba's Hill and brought joy to everyone around you. But you never ventured into the members' stand. And for that, we salute you. Because members are wankers. Members are wankers. Members are wankers. But above all, you existed because people need to drink an awful lot when they're only served mid-strength beer.
No, I'm still conscious.
You're a fallen hero in an age of political correctness gone mad. For after all, what is safer than consuming 20,000 beers and then stacking all the cups that requires directly above people's heads and trying to balance it so it doesn't take out that 7-year-old boy standing next to it?
Ow!
The beer snake. We will miss you. But at least we'll see more of the cricket.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
104.9. This is Sydney's Triple M, a world exclusive coming up on Radio Chaser soon. We've got the world exclusive of the brand new Bond movie, the trailer for that coming up soon. You're with Radio Chaser, Charles, Andrew and Zoe Norton Lodge.
That's right. That's very exciting coming up. The world exclusive for the Bond. They gave it to us.
I know.
To a radio show at 3 till 4 in Sydney.
It's amazing. Mm. I mean, it's embarrassing to admit I've never seen a Bond film, but maybe this will be the first.
Well, I think that's probably why they wanted to advertise it at you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's worked.
Hoping the hosts will watch it.
Anyway, guys, I have a problem. And I want to go to the lines on this one because I am now at a complete loss for how to solve this problem, which is I get bitten by mosquitoes so much all the time. And I've tried everything. I've tried the green coils and I've tried the citronella, you know.
Have you tried emigrating out of this climate to somewhere else? Right.
I've tried moving to Antarctica. Uh-huh. They just followed me there. I've even tried, have you ever tried the a few years ago, Mortine released that little, we called it the soft fart machine. Like every 5 minutes, it would release.
The Mortine soft fart machine.
And it would just, and you'd be in, because this is for like the courtyard area. And it was a little machine and it just released a little shh every 5 minutes. Oh. And it was the most disconcerting because it just sounded like a soft fart. it was the most awful, and it didn't work. But the latest one is, so it's been going around the internet for the last few days that if you cut up an orange in half, put some alcohol, like tequila or something like that, in the middle of the orange, put some clothes on top and then light it, then that will repel the mosquitoes away, and it smells nice, right? So we tried that last night, and it didn't work.
Hold on. Sorry. Tequila. You have to pour tequila in an orange.
Why does that drive them away?
No. You've got to pour something that will actually keep the flame alive. Like, you need alcohol. You need some sort of soft
petrol or petrol.
Kerosene.
Bogan cocktails in your garden over here.
Yeah. Just don't make sure the kids don't eat the orange afterwards.
My Mozzie solution is that I live in a new apartment where there are no insects. So
no, but I'm talking about outside. That's fine for inside. Mm. I'm talking about outside Mozzie solutions. That's what I want to hear from the listeners. 133353. Do you have a way to murder mosquitoes that actually works, or does it not exist? I actually think it just doesn't exist.
Yeah. I'm skeptical. I'm highly skeptical. Look, I've tried everything: stomping, shouting, just waving my arms frantically. Like nothing works. I can't drive the mosquitoes away.
I actually did that to a mosquito recently. I would say I beat up a mosquito. Like I shouted at it and beat it up because it bit my baby, right? And my baby had never been bitten by a mosquito before. It was like it lost its mosquito virginity, and I was so angry at this one specific mosquito. That I found the little guy, and I actually I beat it to death.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I shouted.
A mother's rage.
Yeah.
Somewhere there's a mosquito family just like ruining the death of
them. Yeah, so I can go around to everyone's houses and just beat them up. Maybe we can come up with a better solution than that.
No, you're welcome at my house though.
133353. Do you have a mosquito murdering solution for Charles?
Jason from Bankstown, do you have a solution that actually will kill mosquitoes?
Mate, I've got a bit of a different approach to it. It's a bit unorthodox.
Mm-hmm.
I take zinc. If you load yourself up with zinc before you go on a camping trip, mate, they don't touch you. It's been, I don't know how long, since I've been bitten by a mozzie.
Wow, so you're just full of heavy metals. Does the zinc have any downsides or is it all, is it all good for you?
No, it's good, mate. It builds your immune system. If you read up on it, I take zinc during winter. I don't get sick. It builds up your immune system.
What do you get zinc out of? It's oysters, right? So before you go outside for a barbecue, you've got to shovel down two or three dozen oysters? Is that the answer?
Yeah, that's one way of doing it. Or you could just go to the pharmacy, mate.
I'm not going to do that if I can have oysters.
133353 if you've got a solution for Charles.
Okay, Russell from Borkham Hills, what's your solution?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I actually work at a place and we make this stuff. And sorry if it sounds like a plug, but it's sold in Bunnings and it's called Vapor Guard. And, the brand Tovex. And you spray it on the ground before you have your barbecue or whatever. And it burns off and kills all the bugs.
Right. I mean, it's not a home remedy necessarily, is it? It's an ad for your product.
Not That's a home right. remedy. But
what? What's the product called again? Sorry,
What's it called, Russell?
Vapor Guard.
Vapor Guard.
Oh, Radio Chaser is brought to you today by Vapor Guard. Unexpectedly.
So, can I just understand, if a toddler's running around and you spray this Vapor Guard on the ground over them, and then they pick up some dirt, do they die? Like, is it poisonous?
No, they don't. Well, if it was like that, you wouldn't be able to sell it. So,
they thought of everything, these people.
You don't have to run around chasing the fly with a can, yeah?
Spent a lot of time on this show advertising this man's mosquito product. I have Andrew Charles. I hope you're being paid handsomely.
I want a solution. I'm going to try it out, and if it doesn't work, I'm going to shit can you.
Hey, we'll take one more call. Josh from Peakhurst. How you going, Josh?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Good. What's your remedy?
How are we, guys?
Good.
You got a free product to plug?
Well, I lived in Darwin for 7 years, and we used to, when we go camping, get hold of some cow dung, pads, and put a light to them.
That does work. When I went to Darwin, we did that. And what it does is it makes everyone leave so no one gets bitten by mosquitoes.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Sinkholes. What the f*** are they? And how do they actually happen? Actually, scratch that. I don't want to know. Sinkholes.
Just back to those mosquitoes. I've been trying to think, do I have a remedy for mosquitoes? And I don't. But I did I was reminded of a home remedy that was used in my family when I was growing up that I want to share with you, see if any of you guys have tried it or if you think it's, worth a go, right? Oh, yeah. So when I was at home, our dishwasher broke, right? Just broke down. And my family, we are lazy and a bit stingy, So they didn't fix it. My parents didn't fix our dishwasher for 8 months. It just sat there.
Surely
just sat there, just like a useless big box of metal, right? Just do it cleaning, nothing. Cleaning less than I was cleaning in the house, and I wasn't cleaning anything, right? Mm. Anyway, one day, the woman, Philly, who came to clean our house once a week, came over, and she had a little present for my mother. And she was like, Donna, my mother's Greek and Philly's Greek also. She said, Donna, I bought you some holy water from the church, from the Greek church. And Mum was like, oh, okay.
Holy water.
And Mum was like, what do you do with it? And she was like, it's for fixing things. It fixes things. Holy water. It's for fixing. Holy water's for fixing. Mum was like, okay. And then he kind of just put it away. Anyway, my mum's not religious, right?
Yeah.
But she does believe in homeopathy, right? And so what she did is one day, just to try it, she opened the little thing and she just sprinkled holy water in the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
And I shit you not, it came back to life.
Yes!
It's a miracle.
Yeah. And it worked for another 2 years. This dishwasher worked for another 2 years.
Well, you sure it wasn't just because it sat there for 9 months, you know, and it just had a bit of a rest?
Mm. I mean, look, am I sure? No, I'm not sure, Andrew. I mean, who absolutely knows? But, like, as far as we're concerned, holy water.
So do you have any of that holy water left?
Oh, I mean, it'd be pretty funny, wouldn't it, if, like, we just be like, oh, cool, that worked. Well, we'll never try it on anything else. Like, the dishwasher's fixed. That's the only miracle we need. Now we're totally done.
Because I'm wondering, could you drown mosquitoes in it or something? Like, would it be effective? And would it be holy if we used it for killing things?
Well, I mean, I think, like, mosquitoes feel a little bit more biblical, don't they? It feels a little bit more the right place for holy water than a dishwasher. I don't think there were many dishwashers
I think Jesus doth spake. You know, thy dishwasher shall be fixed with holy water. I think that was Mark verse 3, chapter 8, I think.
Oh, was it? Yeah. I didn't do religious studies, but I took
thanks,
it
thanks,
for
Charles.
It.
Can we hear Endeth the Lesson, please?
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
We've got a bit of a treat coming up, actually, because I'm a massive James Bond fan. Don't know about you guys. Love the James Bond movies. I'm also a bit of a greenie. I'm kind of a little bit concerned about the environment. Well, all my dreams have come true. I don't know if you've heard, but the next Bond movie, 007's car, which is normally an Aston Martin, it's going to be an electric car instead, and it's going to have zero emissions. He's got this this is absolutely true. He's going to have an environmentally friendly car.
When they write the history of the world, and, you know, the fact that our entire environment collapsed, will they point to this as a sort of, but then it was saved when James Bond finally got an environmentally friendly car?
He always saves the day, Charles, and he's saving it now by being green. And the director of this movie is like a total tree hugger, and according to one source, the production company reckons that the time is right to put Bond in a zero emissions vehicle. Mm. Yeah.
What do you think, Zoe? I think that's really great, but I've just got a question. Like, while they're going green, are they still breathtakingly sexist?
Oh, yeah, that remains.
Oh, good.
It's
James thank goodness.
Bond.
Sorry.
It's got to be recognisably Bond. Oh, good, good, Zoe. Good. Otherwise, it's gone out the window. Anyway, here's the trailer.
Agent 007 is back.
I have you cornered, Mr. Bond.
Not if I escape in my zero-emissions electric car.
In his most eco-friendly thriller yet.
Engine trouble, Mr. Bond?
Yes, you don't happen to have a charging station nearby, do you, Blofeld?
With a green twist to the gadgets.
Here you are, 007. It's an exploding drinking straw.
I'm not using that, Q. It's plastic.
The girls.
Which exotic location will you spirit me away to, Mr. Bond? The Bahamas? South America?
Actually, green pussy, I'm thinking one of those eco-villages near Katoomba.
Ah, we can make love on the communal compost heap.
And the signature drinks.
A dry kombucha, please. Fermented, not stirred.
Eon Pictures presents The Man with the Recycled Gun.
I would commandeer this aeroplane to save the day, but I don't believe in burning fossil fuels.
Coming to a biodegradable movie screen near you.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
It's time for this week's trendy, trendy, trendy foods. I don't know. Do we have the sting, Lee? We don't need it.
I think you just did the sting there, Andrew. I like your live sting.
It's pretty good. Trendy foods. Well, one thing that's incredibly trendy nowadays is being vegan. Of course, being vegetarian is very, very trendy. So much so that the number one chain in the universe, Macca's, has now got on the menu, a vegan product. They're making vegan nuggets, no less. You know, they used to be chicken nuggets, right? Chicken McNuggets. Well,
I mean, that's a question, though. Like, were they chicken nuggets?
Well, they were chicken nuggets, though. The name contained the word chicken.
I suppose.
And these new ones.
And are these made out of vegans, are they?
So, yeah, that's right.
By that logic.
Only the bad parts of vegans, like all the sort of yucky
their nuggets. Surely they're, yeah. It's just their nuggets.
All the smug good parts arrogance of the vegans is just end up crispy in the burger, fried, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're actually made of, what are they made of? Chickpeas, onions, carrots and corn, and coated in breadcrumbs. They sound delicious.
They actually look delicious.
They look amazing.
They look like sea shanties.
Can I ask a question, though? So, you know, chicken nuggets always come, like, McNuggets always come in the same shapes, right? You always get one that looks a bit like a gun. You always they always got the same, like, six shapes. Are the vegan nuggets, do they have the same shapes? Because that's part of the whole nugget experience.
Oh, you're right. So I do hope they do. I mean, from the photo, they actually look like they're all the same shape. So that's a bit of a worry, isn't it?
No, I like diversity in my fake chicken nuggets, please.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely
showing them all
right.
the same.
Yeah.
But I think it's a terrible idea. I hate this sort of dry, especially, you know, vegetarians and vegans always go on about how sanctimonious and how righteous they are.
No, we go on about how sanctimonious and righteous
are. About how, you know, they think they're just better than everyone else. But what about the vegetables' rights?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You haven't thought this through, Zoe.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Sinkholes, nature's acid trip. Sinkholes. Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss.
Yeah, Zoe and Charles, you're going to tell me whether these stories from the news are cat's pyjamas good or cat's piss bad. Now, a woman was visiting a grave in a cemetery, and unfortunately for her, a sinkhole opened in that grave and she sank right down into it up to the waist. Now, even worse for her, the grave was her parents' grave, which can't have been that marvellous. So what she's decided to do is sue the cemetery. She's going to sue them for $5 million. Now, I mean, look, maybe it's not the cemetery's fault, I'm thinking. You know, maybe these things just happen. What do you reckon? Suing a cemetery for a sinkhole in a grave. Is that cat's pyjamas, cat's piss?
Oh, I think it's cat's piss. I mean, she got a free family plot out of it. I don't know what she's complaining about.
Yeah, I mean, you walk into a cemetery, you expect there to be holes dug. Like, isn't this just...
For people to go into.
Yeah, all right, solved.
They should actually sue the cemetery. The cemetery should sue her for not being dead and getting in one of their holes.
Are you listening, cemetery? I hope you're listening and sue that lady.
Legal advice from Charles Firth.
Thank you, Charles. Also, now it's been discovered that the last ever Blockbuster video store is still open and running, and the owner says that he's just keeping it open out of sheer stubbornness. No, pure stubbornness is the reason for that. What do you think? Cat's pyjamas, cat's piss?
Oh, I mean, it's hard to know. Does he get customers? Where is this Blockbuster? I still got a VHS. I'll pop round.
Yeah, no, it's apparently in this place called Bend, Oregon. Yeah. It was probably full of hipsters, I guess. But you know, it's got the full works. That you need floppy disks to work the computer.
Does he rent out the VHS players and the DVD players as well? So that people can play them, because I don't have any of those players anymore. Like,
true. Yeah, maybe he just explains the movie to the customer at the counter, and pay your money.
He just rents you the book of the movie. Well, Jurassic Park, much better than Michael Crichton novel version.
And if he's the last one standing, is he like Mr. Blockbuster now? Like, does he own the entire operation?
Yeah, it's just him, Zoe.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Sinkholes. They're nature's massive bins. Sinkholes.